نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سبح الله 100 بالغداة و100 بالعشي كان كمن حج 100 حجة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى in the Quran الكريم makes mention يا أيها الذين آمنوا who you believe اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance. Make lots of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا and praise and glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day while sitting with the sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, he advised them, لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَتَبًا عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. How nice if your tongues can be all the time busy with the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That our tongues are all the time busy making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you get many different kinds of dhikr and azkar. Subhanallah is one dhikr. Alhamdulillah is another dhikr. La ilaha illallah is one dhikr. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is another dhikr. And each of these dhikr and azkar have their own effect and their own benefit. But today, inshallah wa ta'ala, we're just going to be discussing about one particular dhikr, and that's the dhikr of Subhanallah. Subhanallah, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all glory belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when discussing tasbih, then Allah ta'ala says, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْرُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. That everything in the seven skies, and everything in the seven earths, the seven skies, the seven earths and everything in the seven earths and seven skies, they all are busy making the dhikr of Subhanallah. They all are busy making the dhikr of Subhanallah, that the skies, the earth, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are all making the dhikr of Subhanallah. This instrument that we use to make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is called a tasbih. And the word tasbih means Subhanallah. We all glory belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. And on the occasion of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw all the malaika, the special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are completely pure and sinless. And all of them were engaged in ibadat. Somebody was in qiyam, somebody was in ruku, someone was in sajda, someone was in qada. And what they all are reciting, wal malaikatu yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. They all are reciting this tasbih of subhanallah and alhamdulillah. So the malaika are reciting it, the skies are reciting it, the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are reciting it. In fact, the Quran al-Kareem says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. That every creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they all are busy making the dhikr of Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. Whether it's that bird that is chirping in the tree, whether it's a lion that is roaring in the jungle, or the horse that is neighing in the stable, or those creatures on the earth that are cricketing and making some noise, all are making the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. It's just a pity that you cannot understand that zikr and that tasbih that they are making. But they all are busy in the zikr of subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So this zikr of subhanallah, it is so much of fazila, so much of virtue, for a person to keep the zikr on his tongue. We look at our day-to-day salah that we read. From the time a person starts his salah, he starts off with thana, subhanaka Allahumma. Again, he's glorifying, praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He goes into ruku, subhana rabbi al-azim. He goes into sajda, subhana rabbi al-ala. After salah, he's making dua. At the end of the dua, subhana rabbika rabbi al-izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. He completes his salah. He sits for the ta'lim at the back of the masjid. The ta'lim is complete. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. نستغفرك ونتوب إليه. Comes out of the masjid, is going down the stairs. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Throughout our lives, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us targhib to make the zikr of subhanallah. Showing us that it's great amount of virtue and importance to just keep our tongues busy with the special zikr of subhanallah. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, subhanallah gharasun fil jannah. That is to say, subhanallah, once Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala plants one tree for you in Jannah. One tree in Jannah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when I went for Mi'raj, I met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam on the seventh sky. On the seventh sky, I met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam gave me one advice. He told me, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go give your ummah my salams. And tell them that Jannah is a very vast piece of land. And there's a lot of water. And the soil also is very fertile. It's up to them how much they want to plant and how much they want to grow the Jannah. And then he says, subhanallah is one tree in Jannah. Alhamdulillah is one tree in Jannah. Allahu Akbar is a tree in Jannah. La ilaha illallah is a tree in Jannah. And the more a person will recite, and the more a person will make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more his Jannah will continue growing and growing. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-tasbihu nisful mizan. If the person says subhanallah once, it will fill half the scale of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, a scale will be put up, erected, to weigh the deeds of insan. One side the good deeds will be, on one side the bad deeds will be. But that one subhanallah has got so much of weight, that half of that scale of good deeds will be filled just with one subhanallah. Walhamdulillah yamlawuhu. And if he adds alhamdulillah to it, that whole scale will get filled with good deeds. Just with reciting subhanallah, alhamdulillah once. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhum, and he asked him one question. He said, is there any one of you over here who can do 1,000 good deeds in a day? 1,000 good deeds in a day. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu says, I was sitting in that majlis and I was watching the faces of the sahaba ikiram to see what will the expression be. That is there any person who has the capacity of doing 1,000 good deeds in one day? A person can do 5 deeds, 10 deeds, 20 good deeds in a day, but 1,000 good deeds. One sahabi stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this ever possible for a person to do 1,000 good deeds in one day? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and he said, if you read subhanallah 100 times in the day, if you recite subhanallah 100 times in the day, Allah ta'ala will give you the sawab and the reward of doing 1,000 good deeds, and Allah ta'ala will forgive 1,000 of your sins, just for reciting a simple zikr like subhanallah 100 times. So much of virtue, so much of sawab. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the sahaba ikiram, من سبح الله مئتن بالغداتي ومئتن بالعشي. That person who says subhanallah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, كان كمن حج مئت حجة. He get the same reward as if he performed 100 hajj. 100 hajj is the time when all the hujjaj are returning. There may be many people who couldn't go for hajj. Maybe our hearts are heavy, that we couldn't be there to make our hajj. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, 100 times subhanallah in the morning, 100 times subhanallah in the evening. Every day you get the sawab, not one hajj, but 100 hajj. So much of reward for making a simple zikr like subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if only you know the value of reciting one subhanallah. He says, this one subhanallah is even greater than a whole mountain of Uhud, provided it is read with ikhlas and sincerity. Outside Medina Munawwara, there is a large mountain about 18 miles long. It's called Mount Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing the value of subhanallah. That one subhanallah is even weightier than an entire mountain of Uhud. My respected elders and brothers, when you look into the lives of the sahaba ikiram radiallahu, our elders, our pious predecessors, Then this was one particular zikr that they would regularly make, the zikr of Subhanallah in the Fadail Amal. Hadith Shaykh al Hadith Malana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, in the chapter of Fadail Zikr, he's got one incident that is mentioned about a person that was called Sirri Saqati Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. He says he himself was a very great saint, and once on one of his travels, he met one person by the name of Ali al-Jurjani rahimahullah ta'ala. So he says this person was a very great buzurg, and he spent some time in his khidmat and his company. And he says the strange thing I found about this buzurg was that he wouldn't eat roti and bread like how we would eat. How we'd normally take the flour, and then we'll make it into dough, and then we'll bake it into bread or roti, and then we'll partake of it with our meals. He says he should just take that flour, and he would put it inside some water, and he would mix it, and he would just drink that water up without baking it into bread. So he said, I asked him, Hazrat, why don't you bake this thing into bread as does and eat it like how we all do? He says, I used to do it at one time in my life, but I realized that the time it takes me to take that flour, bake it into bread, and then each morsel that I break, put it into my mouth, chew it and swallow it, I can recite Subhanallah 70 times more. I can recite Subhanallah 70 times more. Says, for this reason, for the last 40 years, I've stopped eating bread like how normal people would do it, just so that I can recite that extra zikr of Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we have heard his name, the sahabi who has narrated the most amount of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as the muhaddith of this ummah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned about him. This also comes in the Fazail Amal under the section of Fazail Zikr. See, to have a string with 1,000 knots. A string with 1,000 knots. Picture a tasbih with 1,000 beads. And he wouldn't sleep until he recited Subhanallah on every one of the knots. Because every night he would recite Subhanallah 1,000 times and then he would go to sleep. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh is a great Shafi'i scholar. He was in the 9th century and he has written a great commentary on Bukhari Sharif that is called Fathul Bari. Every ustad and every student of Bukhari Sharif up till this day is indebted to Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh for this commentary of Bukhari Sharif that he has written, Fathul Bari. So he wrote many, many kitabs in his life. And in those days, of course, there was no ballpoint pens like how we have it today. They would write the kitabs with reeds, dip it in an ink pot, and they would write in this particular way, the way the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the kitab was time spent in the ink would get blunt, so he needed to sharpen it. So he would take his knife, his pocket knife, and while sharpening that knife, while sharpening that pen, he would be reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So that time also is not wasted. That time also is not spent without the zikr and the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this one zikr of Subhanallah, so much of greatness, so much of power Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put in the zikr of Subhanallah. There is a kissa and an incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam that's mentioned in the Quran Kareem. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَدِينَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Yunus alayhi salam that there was some misunderstanding that took place, and Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was this, and he was gone into the stomach of a whale. He was there in the darkness of the stomach of that whale, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the night. There was absolutely no hope for his savior. At that moment he shouted out something, La ilaha illa anta, subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Oh Allah, there's nobody besides you, there's no God besides you. Oh Allah, you are pure, you are free of all sins. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin, I am the sinner, oh Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commanded that whale, that now take him and throw him out onto the shores of safety. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was brought onto the shore of safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that occasion mentioned, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. If at this occasion he didn't recite the Subhanallah, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He would have remained in the stomach of that fish till the day of Qiyamah. Just by reciting and glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this way. My respected elders and friends, a Muslim, when he looks at the beautiful creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sometimes it's that sun that is rising over the ocean. Sometimes it's that powerful waterfall that is falling over the cliff of a mountain. Sometimes it's the greenery. Sometimes it's a large animal in the jungle. A person looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that occasion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala is telling us that when you look at this beautiful creation of Allah, then a Muslim will recite this Subhanallah. You look at that beautiful waterfall, and you'll see that mighty roar of that waterfall. A kafir will just see it as nature in its best form. But the Muslim will see beyond that. That it's not just the creation, the creator behind the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory, in His might, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this. And a Muslim says, Subhanallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is teaching us that when you look at all this beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a Muslim will see beyond it and he'll glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He won't look at the glory of the creation, but he'll look at the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And by reciting Subhanallah on these occasions, a person's gunas and a person's sins become forgiven. Many of us may have attended the Khatme Bukhari Jalsa, where the Bukhari Sharif Khatam was taking place, where the students of Hadith are reciting, An Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Again here the last Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the same zikr of Subhanallah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Very, very weighty on the scale of good deeds, very easy on the tongue, very beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, we can make the zikr, and we can recite the zikr in abundance. It is mentioned in one hadith, man sabbaha, that person who recite, man qala subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, just this first part, man qala subhanallahi wa bihamdihi fi yawmin mi'ata marratin, person recites 100 times subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, just this part, the first part of this hadith. Subhanallah, huttat khatayahu wa in kanat misla zabad al-bahar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins, even if it's equal to the foam on the ocean. I remember many years ago, Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib Azami, Damat Barakatuh, he came for our madrasa Khatme Bukhari Jalsa. And he mentioned to us that when he was a young boy, he read this hadith, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, whoever reads it 100 times, Allah will forgive all his sins. Allah ta'ala will forgive all his sins. He says, from that day till today, Alhamdulillah, I've never missed out this. Every day I made it a ma'mool on myself that I will recite the zikr 100 times. Allah give us tawfiq also, that we can also recite the zikr 100 times. Every day, our sins are all becoming forgiven. Allah Ta'ala is giving us great, great rewards for reciting this. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Ali radiallahu anhu complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your daughter who is the queen of Jannah, she has to crush the corn with her own hands. As a result, there are corns on her fingers. She has to carry the water from the well on her back. As a result, the straps of the leather bag leave marks on her shoulders. She is the queen of Jannah, but she has to sweep the house, and as a result, her clothes get messed. She has to cook the food, and the smoke from the fire comes onto her clothing. Can you not provide a servant for her? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. He said, I'll tell you something better for you than a servant. Recite Subhanallah 33 times before you sleep. Alhamdulillah 33 times and Allahu Akbar 34 times. The zikr for you is better than even a servant. And according to another riwayat, after every salah recite the zikr. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, from that day we started making the zikr. And even on occasions when we are fighting on a battlefield, I never missed out the zikr, this tasbih of Fatima, to recite it. Hazrat Yusaira radiallahu anha, she says, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was advising us about this tasbih of Fatima. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, وَأَقِدْنَا بِالْأَنَامِلْ فَإِنَّهُنَّ مَسْئُولَاتِ. When you make the zikr, count it on your fingers, because your fingers will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. They will bear witness and say, oh Allah, you should make zikr on these fingers. So make this tasbih of Fatima. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, his grandson was here in the month of Ramadan. So he was telling us, I used to look at my grandfather as a Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh. After every salah, he would raise his hand like this and say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He would be counting that tasbih of Fatima with so much of emphasis. So we used to tell him, Nana, you know, we don't see you make any other zikr with so much of importance. So he says, this is the zikr that has been prescribed to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, if our sheikh gives us the zikr, how particular we are on the zikr, we won't miss it out for anything in the world. This is the zikr given to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How important for us to make that zikr and to fulfill it after every salah. Again, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. After every salah, if we can just sit for a few seconds and recite the zikr, either before our sunnahs or after our sunnahs, we're making the zikr and counting it on our fingers with a little bit of thought and concentration. How much of sawab? Every day 600 trees will be planting in Jannah for us if we do it after the 5 salah and before sleeping. So much of reward and so much of sawab. In the Fazail Sadaqat, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions one incident. He says, Hazrat Sulaiman Ali Salam was a very great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and he was a very great king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with kingdom over the entire world. He ruled over the north and the south, the east and the west. He ruled over mankind and animal kind and jinn kind. He could speak the languages of all the animals. Such a kingdom Allah Ta'ala never gave anyone before that. He had control of the winds. On one occasion, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was going on an expedition, and the winds were carrying him and his entire entourage. On the right he had his noblemen of the humans, on the left all the nobles of the jinn. Above him the birds had formed a canopy, preventing him from the heat of the sun. A saintly person standing outside his house, and he's admiring the scene. That look at this great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how he is flying in the sky in this manner. He just looked at him and he said, Subhanallah. When Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he told the wind, bring me back down immediately. The wind brought him down. He came to the saintly person and he said, what is it that you mentioned? He said, oh Sulaiman alayhi salam, when I saw you flying in the sky like this, I was so amazed at the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. I just said, Subhanallah. Sulaiman alayhi salam mentioned to him, he says that, I take a qasam in the name of Allah. I take a qasam in the name of Allah. That this one Subhanallah that you mention is greater than the whole kingdom of Sulaiman. Because the kingdom of Sulaiman will perish one day, and the reward of Subhanallah in the book of deeds of a Muslim will remain forever. So this is the barakat of just reciting this one simple zikr like Subhanallah. Allah will give us the tawfiq inshallah. At least let's just be a Fatima, we try and recite it after every salah before sleeping. And if you can, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, simple zikr of Subhanallah. We get so much of sawab and so much of reward. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.